Big lottery, senor?
Beat it. I ain't buying no lottery tickets. Go on, beat it.
4,000 pesos, the big price.
Get away from me, you little beggar.
The whole ticket is only 4 pesos. It's a sure winner.
I ain't got 4 pesos.
Buy a quarter of a ticket for 1 peso silver.
If you don't get away from me, I'm going to throw this water right in your face.
Then 1/10 of a ticket, senor. For 40... Senor, I'll buy 1/20. 1/20 costs you only 20 centavos. Look, senor, add the figures up. You get 13. What better number could you buy? It's a sure winner.
Well, how soon's the drawing?
Only 3 weeks off.
Now, give me a 20th so I don't have to look at your ugly face.
Es un número excelente, senor. Gracias. Come again next time. I always have the winners. All the lucky numbers. Good luck.
13.
Yeah, why is gold worth some 20 bucks an ounce?
I don't know, because it's scarce.
1,000 men say go searching for gold. After 6 months, one of them's lucky. 1 out of 1,000. This find represents not only his own labor, but that of 999 others to boot. That's 6,000 months or 500 years, scrabbling over mountains, going hungry and thirsty. Now, to gold, mister, is worth what it is because of the human labor that went into the finding and the getting of it. We ought to have 600 bucks between us.
Well, that much, eh?
Can't you dig up any more?
Not a red cent.
Senor! Senor! Give me my money, senor! 10% I get for selling the winning ticket.
Get away from me, will you?
Oh, please, senor. Whoever draws the lucky number always gets a present to the side of the ticket.
I tell you, I don't want any lottery ticket.
You thought you had bad luck the rest of your life.
Wait a minute. What'd you first say?
Well, he's trying to tell you I sold you the winning ticket.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this what you mean?
Si, senor.
You say it's a winner?
Si, a 200 peso prize.
Where?
3721.
Hey, that's my number.
Sure enough.
Oh, just look at that fat, rich printed number. That's the kind of sugar Papa likes. Oh, 200 pesos. Welcome, sweet little smackaroos. Here, son, here's a present for you, with my blessing.
What's your blessing, senor?
Well.
How much do you figure it to be now?
Oh, about $5,000 worth, I reckon.
When are we going to start dividing it up?
Anytime you say. All right. Here she goes three ways. Put some kind of a limit on our take. Agree between ourselves, and when we get so much, we'll just pull up stakes and beat it.
What do you think the limit ought to be?
Oh, say $25,000 worth of piece.
$25,000, ah, small potatoes.
How much do you say?
Oh, $50,000 anyway. $75,000 would be more like it.
That'd take a year at least if the vein held out, which wouldn't be likely.
Now, what's a year more or less when that kind of money's to be had?
Oh, $25,000's plenty as far as I'm concerned. Enough to last me out the rest of my lifetime.
Well, sure, you're old. I'm young. I need dough and plenty of it.
I've been thinking about her. Cody's widow, I mean, and the kid. You know what? We ought to give him a fourth, just as if he'd been our partner from the start.
What, a fourth of all our goods?
That's right.
Are you crazy?
Hadn't it been for Cody, we wouldn't have walked away from that mountain. Ask Howard.
Yeah, the buzzard would have got fat on us, all right.
Yeah, it might just as well have been one of us. But it wasn't as our good luck and his bad.
Whatever you guys do, I'm gonna give a fourth.
Well, I got more than I need anyhow. Half what I got's enough to last me out. Fourth? Sure.
You two guys must have been born in a revival meeting.
I'll tell you what. I'll make you a little bet. 3 times 35 is 105. I'll bet you $105,000 you go to sleep before I do.